sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston.
If we win Michigan, we win the whole thing, the whole thing.
Every single vote matters. So let me ask you, who here has a plan to vote?
Closing arguments in Grand Rapids, Michigan for Donald Trump and in Philadelphia for Kamala Harris. 538 senior election analyst Nathaniel Rakich with more on what he'll be watching for tonight.
I think you want to pay attention to some bellwether counties. So thinking places like Erie County in Pennsylvania, or maybe a place that is just going to be really important to one candidate's win. So call that Wayne County in Michigan, which is where Detroit is. A lot of Democratic votes there. We are probably going to see some of those red and blue shifts that we saw in 2020.
At least 82 million Americans have already cast their ballots. This is ABC News. Police in Tennessee arresting an alleged neo-Nazi accused of plotting to use a drone attack on a power plant. He could face life behind bars. A lot of kids turning to caffeine for a kick, and it's taking a toll on their health, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A new study finds the rate of kids visiting hospital ERs for caffeine overdoses has skyrocketed, more than doubling since 2017. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends teens consume no more than 100 milligrams of caffeine per day. That's about one cup of coffee a day. Symptoms of caffeine overload include anxiety, heart palpitations, and, in severe cases, heart attacks and even death.
A big change in the way Buckingham Palace will be run. The front gates will soon be open for tourists. Usually they are only open for the royal family, and the changing of the guard, King Charles, has been moving to make royal homes more open to the public. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Well, water quality is a major concern in Wisconsin, but sometimes the solution is simpler than you think. When issues arise, trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With years of experience, they have serviced wells all across the area, tackling everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. Whether it's a quick fix or a deeper repair, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Keep your well running smoothly with a team you can trust. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, serving Richland Center and beyond.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. John Tanya scored 23 points, John Blackwell added 16, and the Badgers took control on the way to win 85-61 over Holy Cross. Cam Jones scored 32, and Marquette breezed to a 102-62 win over Stony Brook on the opening night of the college basketball season. Darius Garland scored 39, leading the 8-0 Cavaliers to a 116-114 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee has lost six in a row. Golden State 125, Washington 112, Boston 123, Atlanta 93, Detroit 115, the Lakers 103, Brooklyn over Memphis 106-104, Sacramento beat Miami 111-110, Utah 135, Chicago 126, Houston 109, New York 97, Minnesota 114, Charlotte 93, Oklahoma City 102, Orlando 86. Portland 118, New Orleans 100, Indiana 134, Dallas 127. It was Denver 121, Toronto 119, Phoenix 118, Philadelphia 116, and the Clippers over San Antonio 113-104. From the NHL, Los Angeles 3-0 over Nashville, New Jersey 3, Edmonton 0, and the Monday night football game was a wild one. Kansas City survived a 30-24 victory against Tampa Bay in overtime.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand the lifestyle changes that come with a new diabetes diagnosis can feel overwhelming. We are here to help. Our team of dedicated certified diabetes care and education specialists is ready to work with you to share knowledge, support you, and help you set attainable goals. Reach out now to learn how the Richland Hospital and Clinics can help you live your healthiest life.
Cloudy and mild with occasional showers today. A brief thunderstorm is possible. A high of 63. Tonight, a few showers early, and then mostly cloudy and cooler. A low of 40. Partly sunny Wednesday and 52. Thursday, 55 with lots of sunshine. And mid to upper 50s Friday with a 30% chance of nighttime showers. Currently in Richland Center, after a little bit of rain out there today, around 13 one-hundredths of an inch of precip, and it is 51 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 5th, Election Day. Lucy Tiger on WRCO FM 100.9. Hello, good morning, kids. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we get together today. You're looking pretty good out there today, too. All right. We have some info to get you in the know along the way here. And a Marshall Tucker Band classic next. Marshall Tucker Band here on WRCO Country and Community. Good luck getting there today. Have safe travels. A little bit of rain out there. All total 32 one-hundredths now since it began around midnight. We had a little bit yesterday. Not a lot, but we had some. It was in the air, that's for sure. 1/100th yesterday. And so more on the way today, it looks like. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially again around midday.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Stop down to see the brand new addition to our company, Bed and Linen. Our professional staff will help you select the most suitable Wisconsin-made mattress by American Bedding. We also offer a full line of adjustable bases, pillows, and sheets that can significantly improve your sleep quality. Make the short drive to Spring Green today and visit the new Wirtz Bed and Linen or call 588-0202.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
You say it's cold back there in Denver. A foot of new snow on the ground. You're all bundled up in blankets. I'd give anything to be there with you now. I'd cover you in kisses, hold you in my arms. That's all that I can think of every minute we're apart. Darling, I've been living for the moment that we touch, so I can cover you in kisses. burning. Pour a glass of that sweet wine. Let your hair down on your shoulders, and I'll be there just in time to cover you in kisses, hold you in my arms. That's all that I can think of every minute we're apart. Darling, I've been living for the moment that we touch, so I can cover you in kisses and wrap you in my love.
John Michael Montgomery on WRCO and Cover You in Kisses. 6:22 the time on a Tuesday morning. Today, November 5th, as we go back in time, there are 56 days left in the year. Wow. So this year's flying by. And November 5th is the one that everybody, you know, penciled in, you know, and all the ads and everything. We've been talking about it for so long, and here it is, officially here, election day today. So go out and do your part. Polls open at 7 and close at 8 this evening. So hats off to all of those workers. It's going to be a long day, and in some cases probably a long night as well. Celebrity birthdays today include actress Elke Sommer, who is 84, singer Art Garfunkel is 83, and singer Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits turns 77. TV personality Kris Jenner turns 69 today as well. Good times on a Tuesday. This is Dan Seals.
Times roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our soul. If it takes all night long, yeah. Come on and let the good times roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our soul. If it takes all night long, I can tell you the evening sun is sinking low. The clock on the wall says it's time to go. I got my plans, I don't know about you. I tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. Get in the groove and let the good times roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it takes all night long, yeah. Everybody let the good times roll. Stay here till we soothe our soul. If it takes all night long, yeah. It might be 1 o'clock and it might be 3. Time don't mean that much to me. I ain't felt this good since I don't know when, and I might not feel this good again. So everybody let the good times roll. Stay here till we soothe our souls. If it takes all night long, and all night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
and all night,
all night,
and all night long.
All
somebody
night.
Said it might take all night long,
all night,
and
if it takes all night long. Yeah, everybody let the good times roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it takes all night long.
Well, I can't help but wonder, why am I still here? Got friends in Austin, be so awesome to get by there. A special lady down in Brady, I still miss her every day. Can't take the Texas out of me, it's time to head that way. I wanna go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head. Just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I'm gonna bring my guitar and find a country band. Play western swing and shuffles like we did back then. I wanna go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head. Just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas.
Bobby G. Rice taking us down to Texas today on WRCO. News, weather, and sports will be next.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. News Time today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 63, a brief thunderstorm possible again around midday, and then tonight a low of 40 with a few showers early. Right now in Richland Center, it is 51 degrees.
From November 6th through November 12th, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court & Main.
I'm Phil Neve for WRCO, WRCE News. Today, voters across the country will elect a new president. Voters will also be electing representatives to Congress and U.S. senators. In our listening area, voters will be choosing between incumbent Derek Van Orden or his challenger Rebecca Cook for Congress, and Senator Tammy Baldwin is being challenged by Eric Hovde. Around the state, there are a number of state, Senate, and Assembly races with the new legislative maps. As a result, voters in Richland County will be choosing a new state senator. Senator Joan Balwig was drawn into the district and faces a challenge from Sarah Kievsky. Senator Howard Markline was drawn out of the Richland County district. In the Assembly, Richland County will now be represented by one representative. Current Representative Tony Kurtz, who has represented the city of Richland Center, is being challenged by Julia Henley. Two other Assembly representatives who also covered areas of Richland County, Travis Tranel and Todd Novak, were drawn out of the district. Voters will also be electing local county positions, such as county clerk, Register of Deeds, and County Treasurer. There is one race in Richland County, and that is for Register of Deeds, between Michelle Brown and Deb McCoy. Also on today's ballot, voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. Locally, the Ithaca School District is asking voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for its duration of 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the costs associated with operating the district, which may include attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. In addition, the Baraboo School District is seeking $85.7 million. The Iowa Grant District is seeking $1.2 million. The Lafarge School District is seeking $900,000. The Wisconsin Dells District is seeking $4.5 million. And the Reedsburg District has two referendum questions totaling $30 million. With the many items on the ballot, you may wonder when results will be available. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, our process and our law is a little bit different than other states. Once the election officials start to canvass the absentee ballots, so once they start counting, tabulating votes, they have to continue. They're not able to adjourn and reconvene. And so all of that has to happen in one fell swoop. And so the election officials, you know, will continue counting votes until all of the votes have been counted accurately and with integrity, and of course, in the public eye.
With the tight margins seen in Wisconsin, there is a very real possibility that there will be a recount.
The state of Wisconsin, we typically see some pretty close margins. I believe of the last six presidential elections, four of those have been within the recount margin. The recount margin is 1% or less between the top two vote getters. So that's a very, very tight margin.
Polls will open at 7 this morning and remain open until 8 tonight. Voters need to be in line by 8 o'clock in order to vote. We'll have election updates on WRCO-FM 100.9 FM and election coverage on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450 and on the Civic Media app. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, campaigned in La Crosse Monday on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris. Walz told a group of supporters that his campaign with Harris has been for an optimistic, hopeful, unified future going forward. Also, in the state of Wisconsin, he was joined by his spouse, Gwen Walz, and Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar. He also made stops in Wausau and Milwaukee. Republican Vice Presidential candidate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, also stopped in La Crosse as well. Vance said Harris is more of the same high grocery prices, unaffordable housing, and more of the same wide open borders. The Republican National Committee says it has filed a lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee. The RNC claims the Milwaukee Election Commission arbitrarily limited the number of observers allowed in some early in-person absentee voting locations to one from each political party and will again do so at the polls today. Election Commission Executive Director Paulina Gutierrez said observers may be subject to reasonable limitations under authority granted chief inspectors under state law, but the Republican Party was not denied presence of an observer during in-person absentee voting and won't be denied on Election Day. She said city attorneys will respond to any lawsuit. Election Day will be stressful, but UW Health Shyla psychologist Miragan says it is if you're going to be doing a watch party, it might be nice to be around like-minded people who can help support you. Miragan says you should also avoid doom scrolling all day and take breaks from the election coverage. Miragan says another way to help cope with stress is to find something that brings you joy and will help distract you as well. You may still register to vote on Election Day. You'll need a photo ID proving who you are. For most, that means a Wisconsin driver's license or ID card. If you don't have one, Wisconsin DMV offices are open until 6 this evening. Students may also use student ID, provided it has an expiration date. Other allowable IDs include passports, military, and tribal ID cards. If your ID includes your correct current address, you're good to go. If not, you need something with that, like a lease, pay stub, bank or credit card statement, or utility bill. Find out more, including your polling place, at myvote.wi.gov. WRCO News continues in a moment with a look at the weather forecast for this election day. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. A high of 63 today, mild with occasional showers. We could have a brief thunderstorm possible around midday. North winds 5 to 10, becoming south-southwesterly at 10 to 15. A few showers early this evening, otherwise a low of 40, partly sunny Wednesday and a high of 52 degrees. In Richland Center this morning, we have picked up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain that followed yesterday's 1/100th. We hit a high on Monday of 64. Right now in Richland Center, we're at the overnight low so far. It's 51 degrees.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Sports time today, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. Coming up, a look at local and area notes, a big night for basketball, opening night for college basketball in the state, and the Bucks stumble again.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Ridge and Valley Conference is out with all-conference news this week. All-conference volleyball award winners, the player of the year, Bailey Wanless, a senior from Ithaca, and Kickapoo senior Harmony Wegner. Also, the center of the year, sophomore Addison Davis of Seneca, and the hitter of the year was Bailey Wanless of Ithaca. The defensive specialist libero of the year, senior Holly King of Ithaca. Angela Young of Ithaca, their head coach, was named the coach of the year this year in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Ithaca was the conference champion. The Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club is continuing the tradition of honoring individuals or organizations to be inducted into the Richland Center High School Athletic Hall of Fame. They are looking for nominations for inductees as athletes, coaches, or super supporters. The nominations need to be submitted by December 1st of this year to the RCHS Athletic Booster Club using the nomination forms. They can be found on the RCHS Booster Athletic Club Facebook site or contacting any Booster Club member. Nomination forms can also be obtained by emailing Kirk Layer at layer.kirk@gmail.com or by calling 608-778-6049. John Tanya scored 23, John Blackwell 16, and Wisconsin took control in the second half and subdued Holy Cross for an 85-61 season-opening men's basketball win on Monday night. The Badgers, a work in progress, says Coach Greg Gard, and they're still looking at starters, and that could change weekly.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts? In my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
For the Badgers, the season continues on Thursday with another non-conference game when Montana State arrives at the Kohl Center. Hot shooting Cam Jones missed only two shots while scoring a game-high 32 points in Marquette's season opener Monday night. The Golden Eagles buried Stony Brook by a score of 102-62. Chase Ross scored 23. Any worries about the Eagles' offense without departed stars Tyler Kolek and Ose Iguodala were eliminated last night. Elsewhere, UWM was a winner, led by Jamichael Stillwell's 18 and 14 rebounds. The Milwaukee Panthers defeated the Lakeland Muskies 118-62. The Bucks not as fortunate. Darius Garland scored 39. Evan Mobley added 17. And the Cleveland Cavaliers improved to 8-0 with a 116-114 win over the Bucks, who played without injured superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Cavs also went 8-0 in 1976. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard led the way with 36, but committed a costly turnover when he was called for an over and back violation with just less than a minute left. It's been a tough start.
75 games left, and I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, sometimes you get in a ditch. You know, sometimes it can happen in the middle of the season. It can happen toward the end of the season. And I think because it's happening at the beginning, you know, and we got one win and six losses, it just looks different.
Bobby Portis added 21 last night. The Bucks will host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. The Brewers have extended a qualifying offer to shortstop Willy Adames, but Adames is not expected to take it. The deadline for teams to extend those offers to pending free agents was yesterday. Adames has 2 weeks to decide. The offer comes with a salary of just over $21 million. He's coming off a year where he produced 32 home runs and drove in 112 runs. Milwaukee is expected to receive a compensation pick when Adames signs with another team. With a look at Tuesday morning sports, I'm Phil Nee. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Lacey in the couch at the me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter.
A rain song today from Bobby Goldsboro on WRCO-FM 100.9. 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. A little bit more rain in the mud puddle outside the window today here. Maybe I'll put on my boots and go splash in it while this break plays. We have some info to get you in the know. It's also Quizzy Poo Day. Old Hank Bray will be in to see how smart I am and how smart he is. Well, we can kind of assume that. But anyway, we'll have more details about that in just a little bit here.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Good morning, this is Andy from Mercury Livestock with your market results from November the 4th. We had 437 head a day, 27 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 157 to 167 and a half. Choice Holstein steers, 146 to 156. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 145 and down. 128 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 115 to 124. The middle 60, 101 to 114. And the bottom 20%, $1 and down. 5 bulls day. Most bulls, 130 to 149. 145 head of calves a day. 245 head of calves a day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 590 to 670. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 380 and down. Quality beef calves, 300 to 960. And the Lamp Porter quality calves, 116 down. Don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwig's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwig, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwig has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwig makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwig on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwig.
We'll update you from the news. ABC is coming up in just a little bit here today from WRCO. Looking back in time, The Price is Right made a debut. CBS TV, to date, the longest-running game show on American television. The Joker's Wild and Gambit also debuted in the fall of 1972. They all were successful. Again, The Price is Right lives on and still doing well with Drew Carey as its host. Here is Lauren Elena.
Juicy Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in the Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. I got your back. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high. Gimme, gimme, gimme. We're thicker than. Bell bottom high.
What is talking about?
Gimme, gimme, shaking a little country girl. Shake it for me, 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 shake it for me. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair, thicker than the Georgia and Louisiana air, thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams, stealing hearts in our jeans. Southern.
Lauren Elena on WRCO and Thick as Thieves. It is 51 degrees in the rain here at the WRCO studios. The update at 7 is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people.